acceptance, invite you to have a date with Judy. Here's Judy Foster again. So far, she's lived 16 years, and life has been a whirl the whole way. Right now, she's in a special summer class in domestic science over at City High School.
We are preparing ourselves for women's place in the world, and that, of course, includes the rearing and training of children. Judy Foster.
Yes, sister.
The workings of the underground in occupied Norway are of nothing compared with what is going on in this class.
I don't know what you mean, mister.
Is this a class in domestic science, or is this a class in note writing?
It's a class in domestic science. So you ought to know the teacher.
Judy, you wouldn't have had to take so much trouble to send a note to Mitzi. You could simply have read it aloud to her in the first place. Like you're going to do now.
But, Goofy, if I read it to Mitzi, everybody else will hear.
That was the idea. Read it, Judy.
Well, all right. But you won't like it.
I'm sure I won't like it. But read it anyhow.
Well, quote, "Dear Mitzi, I think your dream man is a fool. My type of dream man is Gerald Putnam, who is the most unfulfilled man I ever saw. Are you sure you want me to go on, Miss Clifton?"
"I'm positive."
"Well, quote, I'd give anything to snag a date with him if he has strictly not given me a tumble up to date. Yours sincerely, Judy Foster," unquote. That's all.
That is enough. Now, could we return to domestic science?
Oh, gee, Miss Whistle. If you don't think about dreaming, you don't get married. And if you don't get married, you don't have any domestic science to worry about.
Judy!
Oh, gee, Miss Whistle. You probably didn't think about dreaming when you were young. And you didn't get married.
Judy, I don't want to hear another word from you. Now return to our classwork and the hypothetical problem of bathing a baby. Sorry, we could have been married by now. Now, Missy. What is the first thing one does when one bathes a baby?
One undresses it.
Naturally. And after that?
One places some water in one's bassinet, and then one sticks the baby in the water.
Ah, but the water.
One tests it for temperature.
Very good. Judy?
One puts a thermometer in the water, and if it says 96 degrees, it's okay. And if one doesn't have a thermometer, one sticks in one's elbow. And if one's elbow feels about 69 degrees, 96 degrees,
yes?
One goes ahead and sticks the baby in the water.
Quite right. I see if one can put dream men out of one's mind, one is quite able to concentrate on domestic science.
I still think one's got to concentrate on a dream man before domestic science is very practical, on account of your...
Judy!
We're off on another date with Judy, chaperoned by Pepsodent. And in a moment, we'll see where concentration on dream men will lead Judy. You know, the direct opposite of a dream man in Judy's set is a drip. Now, a drip is an ick with no personality, no sunny smile. And why no sunny smile? Dingy teeth, that's the trouble. On the other hand, the lads who use Pepsodent toothpaste have the brightest, sparklingest smiles there are. Yes, sir, Pepsodent with Irium is the super cleanser that speeds up results. It makes teeth not only look cleaner, but feel cleaner than they've ever felt before. It gives your mouth a wonderful feeling of freshness, too. There's no excuse for anybody to go around with dingy teeth when it's so easy to keep them really clean with Pepsodent. It's so easy to have a bright, beautiful Pepsodent smile. If that's what you'd like tomorrow, well, go to your drug counter tonight and say, "Pepsodent toothpaste, please." And now, let's get back to that date with Judy.
We're in the kitchen, dear.
Yes, Mother. I can bathe the baby.
Oh, how nice, dear.
Now, if you only had a baby, Randolph. This was a hypothetical baby we bathed in class.
Did it get hypothetically clean?
Mother, please make Randolph stop discouraging me.
Randolph, stop discouraging Judy.
I'm not discouraging her. I'm just trying to find out how good she is at bathing a baby.
Why, dear?
Because my dog hasn't been washed in 3 months.
Are you trying to get me to wash your dog?
Well, the dog's mighty smelly.
My field is baby. Mother, I have a wonderful idea. I could go in the baby minding business.
Oh, no, not that. Think of the future generations.
People are always looking for somebody to come in and mind their baby. I could charge 25 cents an hour, and if I worked 7 nights every week...
And went out on dates in the daytime.
Oh, that's right. Oh, well, That would have been a good idea. Maybe some night when I don't have a date, I'll do it.
I'm sure glad my cradle days are over.
Judy? Yes, Randolph.
Judy, I drummed up some business for you.
Business? What kind of business?
Baby minding business. Mr. and Mrs. Hess have to go to their sister's wedding, and they want you to come over and take care of their baby this afternoon and stay all evening until they get home.
But I might still get a date for tonight.
Mrs. Hess will pay 30 cents an hour, Judy.
30 cents an hour? Why, that's a nickel more than I planned on charging.
Well, don't change your plans. The nickel is for me, for getting you the job.
Now, you know what to do, Judy. Give him his bottle now, and then at 6 o'clock again, and at 10 o'clock tonight.
Can I bathe him, Mrs. Hess?
No, it won't be necessary. He had his bath this morning. Now, here are the bottles in the refrigerator, and just keep them in the bottle warmer.
I know how to give a baby a bath.
He's perfectly clean. Judy, are you sure I can trust you to like him home?
Oh, absolutely, Mrs. Hess. You don't need to give the baby another thought. I've been taking care of a hypothetical baby in domestic science for the last 2 weeks. I know simply everything.
If my husband didn't want to go to his sister's wedding so much, I'd stay home.
But nothing could possibly go wrong. Nothing went wrong in domestic science.
Yes, well, all right. Don't forget his bottles.
You can have the most implicit trust in me.
Well, goodbye, Judy.
Dum-da-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Has him got a pain? Has him little baby got a pain in nasty old tummy?
Yes, I got a pain in nasty old tum-tum.
Oh, it's you, Randolph. For a moment, I thought the baby was talking. What are you doing here?
Oh, I just thought I'd stop in and see how well you're minding the baby. I've got to look out for my commission.
You know, I think I'll give the baby a bath.
Does it need it?
Well, its mother said it didn't. She said to give it a bottle. I think it ought to have one of the other.
Is it a boy baby or a girl baby?
It's a boy baby.
Are you sure?
Well, its name's Chester.
Give it a bottle. Now, what I came over here mainly to tell you is that I detect a little item in the newspaper which reads as follows. Baby contest this afternoon. $25 prize for most beautiful baby.
Honestly, Randolph? Why, that's wonderful. We could enter Chester.
Well, he isn't very beautiful. My enthusiasm for the contest has practically petered out since I saw him.
Never mind. Randolph, you have a great idea. I'll get the baby ready right away.
Come on, sweetie. Kim's got to look mighty pretty. Kim's going to be in booty.
Randolph, he's kind of, you know.
Well, don't look at me. Mrs. Hess gave you the directions about what to do in emergencies.
Oh, I don't think I'll bother. After all, they'll just look at him at the contest.
Well, put his hat on and hurry up.
There. He's got his pretty bonnet on.
Well, we're ready. My, won't everybody be surprised when they hear we won the baby contest?
Yeah, and won't they be goggle-eyed when they hear we kept the $25? Oh, look at the mess of babies. I feel kind of out of place, Judy. I like dog shows better than this.
We aren't concerned with dogs today, Randolph. We're concerned with babies.
Entrance register here.
Oh, how do you do? I'd like to enter this baby in the contest.
Well, how do you do? I'm Mr. Singer, the judge. So you want to enter your baby. My, how young you are to be a mother.
Yes, isn't she?
May I have your name, madam?
Judy Foster.
Foster. And the baby's name, madam?
Chester.
And his age, madam?
5 months.
Oh, that's fine, madam. Now, just go over there to the last seat and make yourselves comfortable.
Thank you.
The judge, that's me, is ready to begin. And good luck, madam.
I wish you'd stop calling me madam.
Well, sit down and hold him in your lap. Well, the judge is starting down the line. Gee, Judy, I'm terribly nervous. Isn't there something we ought to do to the baby to help him win the prize?
Do to him?
Well, when I entered my dog in a contest, I stood him on the floor and pointed his tail.
Well, you can't do that to a baby.
Well, we ought to do something. He looks terrible.
You think he looks better lying down or with me holding him up?
At the dog show, I made my dog stand up on his hind legs.
The judge is getting closer.
You know, I'd feel a lot better about it if we'd have fed this baby raw eggs for a few weeks beforehand. Makes the coat so much glossier.
Randolph, my goodness, Chester will never win the prize if the judge hears you talking like this.
And now, Chester Foster, 5 months. Oh, fine, little fellow.
Aren't you going to feel his biceps?
Well, no. The contest is based purely upon appearance.
Well, I guess I'd lose the cook.
Well, this is the last one. I'll now go into a huddle and decide the winner. Meanwhile, will everybody please place their baby on the blanket in the center of the room so the photographers can photograph them all together?
Gee, he's going to have his picture took.
Well, bring him over here, Judy. Sit him down someplace in this squawking mess.
Look, Randolph. Here's a baby with a bonnet just like Chester's.
Now, this is no time to worry about millinery.
And now, everybody, while the photographer sets up his camera, I wish to announce the results of the contest.
Oh.
First prize of $25, baby Dorothy Johnson.
Oh.
Oh, no, that's better. Yes, a little gloss. Second prize of the blue ribbon, baby Chester Foster.
Second time.
Oh, Jesus, what do we want with a blue ribbon?
I don't know, but my visions of living in wealth for the rest of my life are fading fast.
Randolph, let's get out of here before the photographer takes just a picture and Mrs. Hay finds out about this. There's no use taking any risk.
Okay, grab Jack and let's scram.
Here he is. Come on, hurry, you know. I'm glad you're out of there.
Yeah.
Imagine that dumb man giving such a blue ribbon. What does he think he is? A cow? Randolph, I think I'll put him to bed. My baby's all tired. I can use that in the losing sleep.
Please, Chester, what a dud you turned out to be.
Randolph.
Huh?
Look at Chester. Does he look sort of strange to you?
Yeah. He doesn't look like Chester at all.
Randolph, we got home the wrong baby.
Judy's troubles with the baby mining business are becoming a bit hectic, and somehow they remind me of my worst trouble. It happened when I tried one of those toothbrushes with the stiff, scratchy bristles. I couldn't break it in. Finally, I gave up and threw it away. Now, a Pepsodent 50-cup toothbrush would have saved me all that trouble, because the nylon bristles in the Pepsodent toothbrush are gentle. They're kind to your mouth, but they're not wishy-washy. They give you extra cleansing power because 50 cups of gentle bristles are united for strength. So, if you want the best feeling, smoothest working, and most efficient toothbrush you've ever used, get a Pepsodent 50-cup toothbrush at your store tonight. And get that bonus for buying it. Remember, packed in every Pepsodent 50-cup toothbrush container is a cash certificate good for 10 cents in extra spending money. And now, let's get back to that date we have with Judy.
Terrible mistake I ever made. Mrs. Hess isn't going to like it at all.
My goodness, don't you ever look at anything but a baby's hat?
Well, you were there, too. You could have looked. Gee, I can't understand. I picked him up and there was a bun.
Well, we got to do something. Got to get the right baby back since we're sitting here in post-mortem.
Gee, I hope that isn't Mrs. Hess. Hello?
Judy? Called you home this morning. Tell me where you were. This is Gerald Putnam.
Gerald Putnam? Gee, where?
Dream man.
Oh, Gerald, that's an absolute vicious lie.
Well, I got it on good authority. Listen, how about a date?
A date? Gee, I'd love to, Gerald, but I'm minding a baby. And I just got him mixed up with another baby, and now I've got to get the right baby back. If you want to help me, you can.
Well, it sounds like a novel way to proceed. It's different, you know.
Well, then come over here to the Hesse's house.
Okay, I'll be right over.
Oh, sure. Randolph, Gerald's coming over to help me get this again.
Oh, I'll go home.
Randolph, why'd you get that funny expression in your face?
Well, I was just wondering what happened at the baby contest when some kid's mother found the wrong baby under its bonnet.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I think I'll go home. See, Randolph, I'm worried.
But don't worry. The penalty for kidnapping isn't so bad. Only the death sentence.
Now, do try and control yourself, Mrs. DeLucci.
But this isn't my baby, Mr. Singer. Somebody put my bonnet on this baby and stole my Eleanor.
Well, keep calm. I'm sure there must be some very simple explanation of it, Mrs. DeLucci.
And where's my baby? If it's so simple, answer me that. Where's my Eleanor?
If you'll just let me think. Now, let's be methodical.
This baby is Chester Foster. I know, because I was just about to award it second prize. But Mrs. Foster left without waiting for the photographer.
Of course she left. Because she stole my Eleanor, that's why.
Let's not say stole, Mrs. DeLucia. This is a very respectable baby contest.
She stole it.
Come now, we must be ready. Why should she prefer one baby to another?
Because my baby is a better baby than her baby.
Now. Remember, her baby won second prize and yours didn't.
My baby should have won second prize. She should have won first prize.
Now, Mrs. DeLucia, the judge's decision is final.
I don't care. I want my Eleanor back.
Of course. Now, just keep very calm. It's so simple. I'll just go to the phone and call Mrs. Foster. And I'm sure as soon as she realizes her mistake, she'll return your Eleanor to you at once. Oh, there's nothing to it at all.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Mrs. Foster?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm so glad I was able to reach you. Mrs. Foster, I want you to do something.
Be quiet, Randolph. What was it you wanted me to do?
I want you to look at your baby.
My baby? All right, I'm looking at him.
Are you sure he's your baby?
Well, of course I'm sure he's my baby.
Well, look again. Are you positively sure?
What is this? If it's a practical joke, I don't think it's very funny.
Now, I want to ask you something else. Is your baby a boy or a girl?
Well, a boy, of course.
Oh, there's where you're wrong. The baby you have there is a girl. Yes, that baby's a girl. It's Mrs. DeLucci's baby.
Mrs. DeLucci? Why, this is ridiculous. Who is this?
Why, this is Mr. Singer. I just awarded your baby second prize at the baby contest. Remember?
I certainly do not. I think you have the wrong number. Goodbye. All the crazy things. Try to tell me you're a girl, Randolph. He's talking about baby contest. He was... baby contest. Wait a minute. Baby.
Here it comes.
Randolph. Where's Judy?
Now there's an interesting question.
Randolph, I don't want any of your hedging. Out with it. Has Judy done something with the Hess baby?
Well, if you look at the matter closely, yes, I'm implicated, too.
Tell me, Randolph, and tell me quick.
Well, I guess I'd better. Judy and I took the Hess baby to a contest. And by mistake, we brought home the wrong baby.
Oh, no.
Judy's out with Gerald Putnam trying to re-switch the baby.
Oh, for the love of heaven. Look, I'm going out and find Judy. And you stay right here, Randolph.
Oh, don't worry. Actually, this time I'm not going near her baby. Because she's at least 18. Okay, I'm coming.
Is this the Foster residence?
Well, yes. Oh, no, Mr. Singer.
Where's the baby?
The baby?
You give me back my Eleanor. Here's your baby.
Hey, yes, ma'am.
Now give me back my baby.
Well, I couldn't do that just at the moment.
Now, come. Let's unravel this whole perturbing mess. This is Mrs. DeLucci, and she's come for her child. Now, where's Mrs. Foster?
She's out.
Out? My, and I got no satisfaction at all from her on the telephone.
Honest, right now, I couldn't say just where your baby is.
Look here. You're certainly the boy who was with Mrs. Foster at the contest.
Oh, don't bother with him. Search the house.
All right. You go upstairs, Mrs. DeLucci, and I'll look over here.
Nice seeing you again.
Oh,
hey, Chester. While they're looking around, what do you say you and I scram over to your house? Why, sure. In one quick switch, we'll straighten this whole thing out. We'll get you home and get Mrs. DeLucci's baby out of Judy's cut.
Boy. Now, where did he go? And where's the baby we left with him? Mrs. DeLucci! Something terrible has happened. Now we're missing two babies.
Hey, Randolph, what are you doing with the baby?
Oh, go away, Connie. I'm in a hurry. God, I'm so punched.
I expected to see you carrying a baby, Randolph Foster.
Why, you sure look funny. You play. Do you better follow me every place I go?
What are you doing in this house for?
Because Chester lives here. Chester is this here infant. Judy! Hey, Judy!
Oh, Jumping Juniper, I would get stuck with a baby on my hand. You look real demented, Randolph.
You better mind this baby for a while.
Where are you going?
I gotta find my sister Judy. Now, don't let this baby out of your sight. Stay right here.
Go ahead and play it, Chester. I look demented.
Oh. Hello, Miss Foster.
Shirley, what are you doing here?
I'm minding the baby.
Well, you can stop right now. I'm taking it back where it belongs.
Doesn't it belong here, Mrs. Foster?
It certainly does not. It belongs to a Mrs. DeLucci, and I'm going to take it right back to her.
But Mrs. Foster...
Goodness, I don't know how Judy could have mistaken one baby for another.
Well, for goodness sake...
I thought somebody would be at the baby contest, but they were all gone.
Well, you can tell Mrs. Hess you tried to get her baby back.
Oh, Gerald, I'll never be able to face
this. I'll tell you what. Let's go back to Mrs. Hess's house. You've still got this baby. Maybe she won't notice the difference.
Of course she'll notice.
Judy! Hey, Judy!
Oh, I've been looking all over for you.
What do you want, Randolph? Come on to Mrs. Hess's house, quick! I got Chester back.
You did? That's wonderful,
you
Randolph.
Grab this baby. Oh, come on, Judy. Let's run. We can't take any chances on making connections this time.
See that baby you got there? His name is DeLucci. His mother's been screaming all over the place.
Your mother's been screaming all over the place, too, Judy.
Jeepers. Oh, Jeepers.
Oh, boy, I sure got my fingers crossed.
Here we are. Now, where's Chester?
Jeepers! He was right here, too.
Well, Curly isn't here. Maybe we added this same old, what's his name?
DeLucci. Oh, gee, there's been a mighty lot of baby snacking going on. You know, I wonder if whoever snatched Chester just now snatched Curly, too.
Curly's very...
Curly, where have you been?
Well, I've been around.
Well, I wish you'd been around Chester. Somebody took him.
Your mother did.
Mother?
Yeah, she said he belonged to Mrs. DeLucci or something like that. She just took the baby and walked out.
Well, you're some baby miner, you are.
Well, sure. Well, John Maple, she just went over to Spruce.
There's no way she is now.
Why, sure, I just came back from there.
Well, lead us through it.
Colossal mess in the history of man.
Gee, what'll we do, Gerald? We can't just walk in and say, how do you do? Here's your baby. Give us ours. They'd arrest us. It's something worse, maybe.
Well, let's meet in the back and try to push the baby out and see it.
That's a good idea, Gerald. Come on.
No,
gee, Curly. Shake, Randolph.
Now go right down and go to sleep in a little crib. Judy will sing you a nice song. Dum-da-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Baby's asleep, now baby's asleep.
Judy, Judy, we're home.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Hess. Come right in.
Shh, that's just asleep.
Oh, look at the little darling. Sound asleep. Well, Judy, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you taking care of Chester. Poor child, you must have had a very dull day.
Oh, it was all right.
Oh, my Chester looks contented. You must have taken marvelous care of him. He's sleeping peacefully as a little angel.
I guess maybe he's tired.
Oh, what would he have to be tired about after a peaceful day at home, the little darling?
Judy, oh, I thought I'd meet you on the way home. Listen, I've got the most amazing news.
What's wrong, Randolph?
Oh, nothing's wrong. Listen, the baby that won first prize was disqualified for being overage. And Mr. Singer just called to say Chester won first prize.
He did?
Yeah. And I went right over to Mr. Singer's house and got the dough. $25. Count them.
Oh, my. Well, it's funny. For heaven's sake.
Gee, I hardly feel right about keeping it, though. You know, Randolph, what I think would be the fair thing to do?
What?
Not to charge Mrs. Hess for taking care of the baby.
Oh,
Well, that's that. Oh, Randolph. Randolph, what were you doing 5 years ago today?
Sorry, Mr. Keating, I hadn't any idea. Really observant.
Well, 5 years is a long time, and it's easy to forget things. But what about those 5 years? Have they been pleasant ones for you?
Oh, sure. Everything has been just swell.
Well, that's because you've been one of the lucky ones, Randolph. And I wouldn't want to change that for anything. But here's something that all true Americans should try to change. For 5 years, things haven't been so swell for some real friends of ours, the Chinese people. 5 years ago today, Japan launched its brutal assault on China. For 5 long years, China has been fighting to save her freedom from the Japs. And those years have been horrible ones for the Chinese people. More than 3 million Chinese soldiers have been killed. Soldiers like your sons, brothers, and husbands. 50 million Chinese civilians are homeless. People who are as peaceable and home-loving as you and your neighbors. 2 million Chinese children are orphans. Helpless, innocent children just like yours. No, things haven't been so swell in China. Let's do all we can to change that. You can help relieve the suffering there by contributing to United China Relief. And when you do, remember this. Not only does China need us, but we need China. If the Chinese front falls, our hope of a short war falls with it. So put it on the basis of giving tangible evidence of American friendship to the Chinese people. Put it on the basis of insurance against the invasion of our shores and the bombing of our homes and factories. Put it on any basis you want. United China Relief deserves, yes, demands your support. Send your money to your local United China Relief chairman or the United China Relief, 1790 Broadway, New York, New York. Good night, Judy. Remember, you all have another date with Judy come Tuesday next. A Date with Judy with Deli Ellis and Dix Davis is written by Jerome Lawrence and Aline Leslie. Original music by Gordon Jenkins. And remember, for the safety of your smile, use Pepsodent twice a day, see your dentist twice a year. Larry Keating speaks. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company. K.